Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you again. And thanks to Nolan and Braden for kicking off the opening season last week for me as I got settled in over here in Europe for my spring and summer and fall seasons and training and everything else. Things are good so far. Excited to be back on the show tonight. Obviously, we got a week under our belt almost. We got a few games just finished, a few games going on right now. And you know what? We'll follow along with them on tonight's show, but also just talk about the last week, some of the unexpecteds, the highlights, the what seemed like short-term low things, and certainly in Texas's case with Josh Jung, definitely a low case for them starting off the season. But anyways, we'll cover it all for you as dirtbags, and hey, you know we do it for you. We can't do it without you. So thanks for being a part of the nation. Thanks for listening, sharing the podcast with all your friends and wherever you are out there listening to us for sure. It's we really do it for you, and we love the fact that you're engaged in this great game of baseball as passionate as Nolan and myself, Braden when he's around and able to help us out with it. That's what it's all about. Player, a parent, a coach. I just finished training today and talked about these very same messages with the guys. It's every day we're born, we've got a right, we've got a privilege to live it, so let's live it. We've got the gift of life, and so you know what, don't waste it. Whether you're on the field being a dirtbag, whether you're off the field being a dirtbag, you know what it is. It's about getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty. It's a different culture, it's a different mindset. It is who we should be, man. Be that best version of yourself day in, day out. And if you're struggling with it, find that person in your network that can help. That's what it's all about for sure. So before we do get going with the opening segment, I do want to give a shout out to the boys over at Rip Rip Pro and the Rope Trainer as well. Hey, get in touch with us. DM me on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation if you want to ask any questions about it. That's what I'm always here to help out and answer and whatever I can do to help out with your baseball journey as a player, a parent, a coach. It doesn't matter. That's what it's all about, and I'm always here for you. If you have training questions for that you want help with, reach out to me, Nolan, myself. It doesn't matter. You know what? Every day we're there for you. We really, truly are there for you. So we are going to be right back here in a second, Dirtbags, and we're going to kick it off. And I know Nolan's ready to rock and roll as well.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin. And over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave's single, order in the app. Dave's single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer. Participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
They said it couldn't be done. They said it was impossible. But mark my words, I did it. With Kohl's. That's right. I got everything I needed for my spring home refresh in one trip. I'm talking Sonoma Goods for Life bedding for 20% off. And Espresso Virtual Plus Deluxe for 30% off. Cuisinart cookware sets for 35% off. And Sonoma Goods for Life decor for 20% off. So if you want to get set for the season and save big, you can do it all at Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Espresso and Cuisinart coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, what do you want to rock and roll tonight?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously there's the no-hitter that happened this past week, but I want to talk about something that, I don't know, man, the Mets and Brewers, what they had brewing there to start out the year. Rhys Hoskins obviously drew the ire of a lot of New York Mets fans, and he managed to shut them up pretty quickly because that dude had a fantastic series against the Mets. Obviously, he was the big acquisition for the Milwaukee Brewers, who are in, I don't know what you want to call it, times right now. It's kind of weird. They're stuck in between. They're a team that's good enough to still compete in the NL Central and win it. But at the same time, obviously, dealing Corbin Burnes was an interesting move, to say the least. It was a move that was based on obviously the future, not on the present of the team. But Rhys Hoskins obviously slides past second base, gets into it. Well, more so Jeff McNeil gets into it with Rhys Hoskins. Obviously, the bench is clear. And then Rhys continued to do some serious damage against the Mets there for the rest of the series.
Yeah, I mean, talk to me about it. I was watching the highlights, and again, I mean, I'm sometimes able to watch games live. Sometimes, because of the time change, I have to pick them up the next day and stuff like that. But as I watched that play, I mean, one thing for sure, obviously, you're setting the tone. You're a new player on a new team. You're showing that you're all in. Great job by Rhys Hoskins. It's that culture that we talk about, right, Nolan? But two, what was your thought on it? To me, that's not a bad slide. If McNeil is making the transition, he's out of the way of that slide. Yes, he went over the base, but I don't think Jeff McNeil, to me, can't get that fired up about it. No. I think he was wrong.
No, yeah, I'm of the same belief as you are. Obviously, at least in my opinion, there was no intent to injure there by Rhys Hoskins. Sure, he slides past the base, but that's just a good baseball play. Like, he's just trying to get into second base and disrupt a double play. Like, that's all that it was to me. So, I mean, for him to react the way that he did, I don't know if he got flashbacks of 2015 when Chase Utley slid in at second base and I'm drawing a blank on who it was at the time, and destroyed his ACL and everything like that.
With Dodgers.
Yeah. But like that's why I'm sitting here saying, like, I don't know. To me, it didn't seem like there was any ill intent by it. It seemed like it was a perfectly legal slide by Rhys Hoskins. So yeah, for Jeff McNeil to get as fired up as he was, man, that was one that completely kind of took me by surprise.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously it didn't work out too well for the Mets the rest of the series. Milwaukee went in there, they got rolling. Hoskins, next day, 3 for 3 and a walk, I think it was. One being a home run, the crowd trying to boo him out of the place because, of course, he gives the crybaby face from the dugout. But, hey, that's a good kickoff and a good – if you're on that team looking and going wondering who Rhys Hoskins is, if you haven't gotten used to him in spring training, you got pretty used to him right away if you're a teammate.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's a fiery guy. And I mean, that was exactly what I think the Milwaukee Brewers knew that they were going to get from him. Obviously, yeah, he helped carry the bats that series. So that was a big one for him. Then jumping over, obviously, we got a low light from the week. You got the Miami Marlins. Yet to win a game. 0-7. Today, they, of course, lost again. Yeah, so I mean, it's been a tough start for them. Obviously, swept by the Pirates at home, and then the Angels come into the town and they laid the boots to him as well. So, I mean, Skip Schumacher obviously has to get off the schneid and get the boys rolling a little bit. Otherwise, it'll be a dang long year for them.
Yeah, like you said, you got your opening two series and you come out of them 0-6. I mean, ouch. Skip Schumacher and the gang. I mean, quit trading with the Tampa Bay Rays and get down to business on producing baseball players and getting it going. And you know what? You lose Solar in the offseason and stuff like that. That's a big hammer out of that lineup. And just a lot of pieces that just aren't working there right there. But you flip to the other side of it. You look at the Los Angeles Angels. Ronnie Washington got the guys back off the mat because look at their opening two games with Baltimore. They looked as bad as Miami did, right? They just got pumped.
Yeah,
pumped game 1 and 2. And hey, now they're back and they got 4 wins in a row.
Yeah, Wash is obviously he's a veteran manager and everything like that, veteran coach throughout baseball. It was interesting to see how early in the year he called that team meeting. Like, he didn't mess about. Like, game 3, they were like, hey, listen, we've been blown out twice already this year. Get in here, guys. We're having a team meeting now. We're going to figure this out. And obviously, I mean, whatever he said seemed to have worked because, yeah, they've been on a nice little stretch now. I think 4-2 for their record as of recording. Yeah, I mean, it's a team that it looks night and day. Obviously, Mike Trout, a couple bombs there the other day. The one goes 473. I think that's the longest of the year so far. And, like, he absolutely hit it Giancarlo Stanton territory when he was in Miami. Like, he hit it onto the bar out there in left center's roof. Like, it was a nuke, man.
Yeah, he looks good right now. I mean, obviously, the opening home run for the 24 season. Against Corbin Burns. I mean, the game didn't end the way they wanted it, but he looks good right now. So let's knock on some wood, Dirtbags, and hopefully he stays there as long as we can get him. I know we're only a week into the season, but hey, looking good. Hats off to Ronnie and the Angels. Who else you got, brother?
Yeah, I mean, NL Player of the Week, Mookie Betts. What can you say about him? One of two players in MLB history to start out a week, or what was it, the first 5 games of the season, 10 RBIs and a 2,000 OPS. The other one, Barry Bonds.
Think about that, man.
That's the company.
I'm not even
standing
beside. Yeah, I mean, I'm not even standing beside that guy in the dugout, man. He's that hot. I mean, obviously, Shohei in the number 2 hole hasn't really got it rolling yet, or whatever, and stuff like that. But you talk about those intangibles, right? Even though he's not swinging it yet, look at what he's doing for Mookie Betts. And you can talk all you want to talk about. And yes, Mookie Betts still has to get it done at the end of the day. But what was it? 5th home run last night was what, number 1,500 as far as the hits?
Yeah.
I think it was. Damn, 1 week in. There's a, if you're talking MVP right out of the gate, my God, what do those numbers look like at the end of the year? And obviously they're not going to, Dirtbags. But again, you got to be loving life if you're Mookie Betts right now. For sure. You're
say, on pace right now, he's got a chance of breaking 40. So, I mean, that's a damn good year for Mookie Betts.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Freddie's swinging it well. Will Smith swinging it well. They look good. Whether they're sitting at 6-2 right
Tay
now.
Oscar Hernandez is looking good. He's already at 4-2 this year. Like,
that's right.
That was an excellent pickup by them in the offseason. So, I mean, no, obviously it's a juggernaut of a team. Everybody knows that they're a juggernaut of a team. But, like, right now, the way that they're playing, like, they handled the Cardinals easily. And now they're taking care of business out there. Like, it's a good team, man.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, you hop over to the American League side of things, you know, Yankees, 5-0 start. Now, they lost the last couple or whatever in Napa, but, I mean, I didn't expect them to get out to a 5-0 record or whatever. That's for sure. And
not 4-0 down in Houston. Four.
Or 4-0 yeah,
against Houston. So, I mean, that's a thing. Like, AL Player of the Week, Juan Soto, obviously, he had a fantastic series against Houston and everything like that. Some clutch hits off of Josh Hader. No, it's one of those ones where, yeah, you're just looking at it like, holy heck, man, the Yankees, for as much crap as I was talking about them this offseason, not thinking they're as legit as they are, like, right now, that's a solid team. So, I mean, yeah, they took care of the Astros. Obviously, Baltimore's kind of 50-50 right now. Obviously, they were losing to Kansas City this series, but the first series against the Angels, they took care of business. Like, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's happening. Obviously, it's first week of baseball. A lot of stuff happening out there that's very interesting to see so far. Shota Umaga, I want to give a shout-out to him, obviously. Had his first MLB start against the Colorado Rockies there the other day. Goes 6 innings, 2 hits, 9 Ks, shutout ball, man. That guy looked phenomenal. And he attacked hitters with his fastball. And his fastball is not blow-by-you fastball either. He's sitting 91 to 94. And he just got up there and, boom, bringing the hammer on him. Man, it was impressive.
Yeah, I mean, he did exactly what we talk about with training pitchers and that pound that dime. He just pounded the dime all day long, man. When you do that stuff as a pitcher, I don't care if the big leagues or the amateur leagues, you're going to have success. When you learn what that is, you're going to have success, and you just saw it right there. So, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break, and we're just going to keep rocking and rolling with it, boys.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, what about the Pittsburgh Pirates? 5-0. Another team looking good out of there. And again, I know last year they started hot too or whatever and that, and then they just shrunk away or whatever and that. But, you know, a little bit of a different team. You got O'Neill Cruz. He's sitting down in the lineup right now on that. Sheldon's got him down a little bit. What are you feeling out of them in the first week?
I'm not going to jump the gun like I did last year on them. Last year, obviously, the way they started out the year, they were one of the best teams in baseball. I think the best record in the National League through the first month. And then, obviously, the tires kind of fell off. So I'm not going to jump the gun like I did last year. Is it a damn impressive start? Yes, considering all four of their wins in the opening series were on the road in Miami. Now, Jazz Chisholm absolutely pissed me off with the comment that he made. Said, oh, I don't know, man. The shadows were bugging us. Dude, it's your own stadium. Don't sit there and say the shadows are bugging you in your own stadium because you're used to playing with the dome closed. That is the most outrageous freaking statement I've ever heard in my life. You're going to blame your own stadium for the reason you guys lost four games to the Pirates. No, you guys just didn't play good enough to beat the Pirates in any of those games. So, I mean, like I said, though, Sheldon, obviously, you got to give him credit. He's been nothing but a good manager since he got there to Pittsburgh. Obviously, the expectations were incredibly low when he first got in. And they've given him time to just kind of ride it out, a la like a Brandon Hyde type of deal with Baltimore. Like, hey, man, eventually you will see the end of the road for what we're trying to build here. And obviously, I mean, they got some good young pitchers down there, too. What's his name? Davis, the one kid that they just called up there to start out the year. Obviously, Mitch Keller had signed the extension at the start of the year. Then you got Paul Skeens, who, I mean, he's doing his thing down in the minors, but he'll be up before too long, I'd imagine. Jared Jones, sorry, that was the kid that I was thinking of. It's just a well-rounded team. Obviously, they need to make a couple more moves to really be considered a true contender, and obviously, it's incredibly early in the year, but, I mean, 5-0 starts 5-0 start, so I can't knock them.
100%. I mean, quick shout out. You were talking about jumping the gun or whatever. Speaking of the gun, what about Mr. Brian Reynolds showing off the 100.4 mile an hour cannon from right field?
Yeah, you could have paid me $1 million.
Coming out of him.
You could have paid me $1 million to ever say that Brian Reynolds would hit a hundred. Like I never thought in a million years Brian Reynolds was 100 mile an hour arm from the outfield. But yeah, 100.4 mile an hour arm, man. That guy's apparently he's got a cannon. So
yeah, no question. And before we do move on and stuff like that, just coming in, you know, the Pirates trading for Joey Bart with the Giants. That's an interesting move for me. Gives Joey Bart a fresh look, young team. Gives Davis a bit of freedom behind the dish to go back out to the outfield, which they kind of planned on doing. You know, what's your thoughts on that one quickly before we move on?
Yeah, you're banking on a guy that was drafted second overall in the draft back in 2018. He was supposed to be the future Buster Posey. Obviously, that never panned out with the San Francisco Giants. Gets a fresh start over with Pittsburgh. Like you said, allows Davis to play in the outfield and then sparingly catch if necessary at all. Obviously, they value his bat way too much. So I mean, to me, that's a no-brainer. Joey Bart obviously has some major league experience. Had 11 home runs back in, 22? All 11 of his major league home runs came that season. But he has played in parts of four seasons so far. So, I mean, no, it's a low-risk move, right? They trade a minor league pitcher in that deal. Like I said, he's a former number two overall pick. Like, obviously, he was one of the top catching prospects in the game behind Adley Rutschman for a couple years there. And then, yeah, I mean, basically it just never worked out in San Francisco for whatever reason. So now, yeah, you get a fresh start. Hopefully it'll work out for him in Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. Let's jump down to Texas. You got one team, the Rangers, reigning World Series champions, sitting 4-2. They won 4-1 today against the Rays. And you got, on the flip side of that, what do you got? 1-5, Houston. Two series at home, and they're sitting 1-5 right now. Texas 4-2. Who do you want to jump on first, Texas or the Astros?
Yeah, we'll jump on. I'm going to jump on Texas first. Obviously, the Josh Jung news is going to hurt them. No two ways about it. Eloy Garcia's been good. Wyatt Langford's been good. Obviously, Seager's still down there. Like, let's be honest, it's still a hell of a team in Texas.
Yeah.
And they're still young.
Seager had a bomb today.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, they're a young team down in Texas. Where Houston, on the other end, it's like, okay, not... I'm not going to sit here and say that they're older, aging, or anything like that. Because, I mean, really, outside of Abreu and Altuve, majority of their guys are 32 or younger, right? So,
yep.
Like, you're looking at it from that perspective. Like, they still have some fresh legs down there in Houston. For whatever reason, it's just outside of the no-hitter that Blanco threw there the other night against the Jays on Monday night. Like, they have done nothing to this point to suggest that they are basically still the same Houston Astros. And, like, you go out there and you get a Josh Hader, right? Josh Hader's supposed to be your guy that just comes in and shuts the door down. Ryan Pressly, obviously, he's sliding back into the seventh inning or eighth inning rule, has been a setup, man. And I right now, for whatever reason, it looks like this is the Josh Hader of San Diego Padres year one, where I think he had a 6.5 ERA or whatever the heck it was once he got over there after the trade deadline. He just so far hasn't figured it out with Houston. Obviously, Soto has the home run and the single off of him the other day to give the Yankees two leads in both of those games. I don't know what's going on there. Schneider last night winning the game. So, I mean, yeah, for whatever reason, the Josh Hader experiment right now in Houston is not working. So I don't know if it's a Dusty Baker effect or what the heck the deal is there, where they got a new manager in town and they're trying to do too much. If they've lost, I doubt that they would have lost control of the locker room after six games, but I don't know if you got to all of a sudden bring Ryan Pressly back into the closer role.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, Pressly just didn't look real comfortable in the seven hole against the Yankees either and stuff like that. You could tell it's just a little bit off, right? I mean, you know it. You played so long, same as me, and that it seems like such a little thing, and older professionals and older this. Boy, whatever. I mean, Presley's been doing that closer role for a few years here now with Houston as well, right? Yeah. And so it's not as easy as just sliding in there. It's going to take them a little while to get comfortable. So let's talk Stephen Voit, Cleveland Guardians. Looking pretty good out of the gate for them. 4-2. They're up 3-0 on Seattle in the second today. They look like, hey, you know what? It's just been an automatic switch from Mr. Francona over to Voit.
Yeah, which is... I mean, to me, it's funny because obviously, like, they never coached together or anything like that. I think Voit played for Terry Francona. I'm saying that very loosely, yeah, but I know Voit played, for what, about eight different franchises or something like that. So yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if their paths crossed at some point. But Stephen Voit, like, he's done a fantastic job, obviously, comes in there. Cleveland, one of the first teams in recent history to have all five of their guys be homegrown talents for their starting staff. And that's the one thing they do year in, year out, is develop fantastic pitchers. This year so far to start out the season has been no different. Obviously, they got a good young hitting team. Bo Naylor, he's looked good so far out of the start. Josh Naylor, same thing. He's looked pretty good so far to start out the year. Jose Ramirez, same boat. I mean, he's Jose Ramirez for a reason. That dude is a perennial top 10 MVP guy, right in the heart of that lineup. Like, it's not a lineup that's going to bash you 250 plus home runs on a yearly basis. Like, they're going to hit their 100 to 150 home runs and they're going to play good fundamental baseball in order to beat you.
Well, and then, I mean, Shane Bieber right out of the gate, man, looking like Cy Young Shane again, man. What's he got? Two starts. Is he 16 innings, 15 innings, 20 Ks? I mean, I think he's under one ERA. Hey, damn, that's a good guy setting the table for you. Like you said, especially if you got five homegrown guys. And you know what you're looking for him is your leadership. He's gone out there and done it right out of the gate. There's no question. So, two teams close and dear to our heart. Just before we wrap up this segment, Nolan, obviously the Blue Jays on one side, the Cardinals on the other side. Right now, for me, they're doing what they've done the last couple of years. Not so much the Cardinals, but definitely last year with the Cardinals. Ho-hum baseball. Gibson had a good start for him. Lance Lynn set the table and showed some, you know, beanbags between his legs. And but the Jays hit eight runs, get no hit. Score seven runs, win 2-1. You know, but yeah. What are you feeling there?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Cardinals, obviously, they went up against a tough franchise in the Dodgers. The alarming thing to me is the strikeouts that the Cardinals have had. Obviously, they've struck out way too much as a team so far to start out the year. Averaging about 10 strikeouts a game. 10 or 11 strikeouts a game. That's got to, especially since hitters are supposed to be the ones coming out of spring training ready to roll, and pitchers are supposed to be the ones figuring it out. Like the Cardinals, I don't know. That's very alarming to me. The Jays, like you said, it's very inconsistent team. One game they're scoring 10 runs, the next game they're getting no hit. So I mean, we've talked about it till we're blue in the face already on this podcast saying, hey, both of those guys need to go. I'm still of that belief. Like, no matter what either of them do this year, they could go out and win a World Series, and I'd still say that they need to be gone. Like, they're just puppets to me, man. Ollie Marmol and John Schneider, they're both puppets. But anyways, Dirtbags, yeah, we'll be right back here after the break for the curtain call questions.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Wireless connectivity is crucial for Americans. Smartphone technology, network speeds, and mobile services are key. But many people don't realize there's major value to be found in added customer benefits. T-Mobile is putting customers first with a new customer appreciation program. Experience VIP treatment with T-Mobile's Magenta status. New one-of-a-kind deals and experiences on nationally loved brands like hotels, rental cars, concerts, movie tickets, and more. Plus, discounts and freebies every week from T-Mobile, all at no extra cost. For T-Mobile, Cassie Slane.
With Magenta status, T-Mobile customers can now get sweet perks like 15% off across Hilton's 22 leading hotel brands worldwide and upgrades to Hilton Honors Silver. Free fuel top-off at Dollar or recharge at Hertz when returning your rental. $5 movie tickets every month and 25% off some of the hottest shows of the year.
Magenta status gives customers over $1,500 a year in extra value, all for just being T-Mobile customers. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
I love the signs of spring. Birds chirping, flowers blooming, and a great sale at Kohl's. I just shopped their Spring Savings Bash and found everything I need to get through the rest of the season. I got my whole family tees for $7.99 and shorts under $20. Spotted myself some cute dresses and sandals for 30% off and got patio essentials for 30% off. Not to mention I saved an extra 50% off other finds. So don't stop and smell the flowers. Get to Kohl's to save on a great spring. Select styles. Extra 50% off clearance valid through April 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the sea. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions, Nolan. So here we go. Here's one right off the top from the Philly fans. Close to your heart because of fantasy baseball, but Mr. Harper, 0 for 11 coming in last night. All of a sudden, get off the 0 for 3 homers, finished with a grand slam. Could have been 4 for 4 other than Will Benson making a great diving catch in center. Any worries about him or just doing what he does and start of the season?
No, there's no worries about him. He's had quite a few. He probably should be about 6 for 15 to start out the season. He's had about 3 hits that he was robbed of. A couple that were hit back up the middle that the pitcher got a glove up on and either made the play or knocked it down. And then, yeah, the Will Benson one, obviously, that last night that robbed the 4 for 4 game for him. But it is funny, though, at the fact that he only has hit home runs. Those are his only hits on the year. So, I mean, but yeah, there's nothing to worry about with Bryce Harper. Obviously, he'll be, by the end of the season, in the MVP candidacy as long as he can stay healthy. Yeah, if I'm a Phillies fan, he's the one guy in that lineup that I'm never worried about.
There you go. Arizona Diamondbacks. Talk about being the ace, right, and proving and having to step up to it. All of a sudden, Zach Gallen goes into last night against the hot Yanks, hands him the first loss, looked good doing it, too. Looked really good. It was in control all night with that one. Just a guy that's just carried on from last season, last postseason, a lot of pitches on a young guy's arm. We see it go sideways and backwards sometimes, don't we? But what are you seeing with that?
Yeah, that's a dude that wants to win an NL Cy Young. Not only that, he wants to win a World Series this year. Especially with Eduardo Rodriguez being on the shelf for a little bit now. That's a guy that just said, well, boys, here we go. Don't worry, I got you. And, yeah, based off of last night, I mean, and even his first start, right? Like, he's trying to prove to people that Arizona Diamondbacks are not a one-and-done fluke team like they were last year. He's trying to say, hey, boys, last year was a good start, but we have unfinished business to take care of. So, I mean, right now, hop on his back, and you hope Merrill Kelly can keep it rolling tonight.
Well, that's it, right? You got him. And okay, let's stay on the Diamondbacks. This wasn't coming in from the curtain call, but this is mine to you. Jordan Montgomery gets it done, gets it signed with them, probably about a month away from maybe being on the mound. Great fit, outstanding fit, maybe an over-the-top fit with the Dodgers, or where does that sink
in?
That's a pretty nice, righty-lucky combo.
With the Diamondbacks?
Yeah, with the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, no, me and Braden, we talked about it in last week's podcast. I said that's the best staff in baseball. Like, hands down. If everybody's healthy, it's not even close to me. Plain and simple.
Okay.
Plain and simple. Like, that is an absolutely gross 1-2-4, or 1-4. Like, Merrill Kelly last year was sub 3.5 ERA.
Yes, he was.
Obviously, Zach Gallen, NL Cy Young candidate last year. You get... Obviously, Eduardo Rodriguez, as long as health and everything like that are on his side, he's had, what, 4 successful years in a row, basically, between Detroit and Boston. And then, yeah, obviously, you pick up Jordan Montgomery, who, I mean, since coming over to the Cardinals and then obviously winning the World Series with Texas there last year, he's been a very solid number two. So you're looking at that rotation. They have four ones or twos. Like, to me, it's actually the best staff in baseball, and I don't think it's particularly close.
Okay, and then you slide Brandon Pfaadt down into the fifth role and let that kid keep maturing.
No, exactly.
There's another great
one. That's the thing. There's literally no pressure. No pressure on Brandon Pfaadt right now. Hey, you're the number five. You get to pick the brains of four guys that are ones or twos. Good vets. Like, you are our number three last year. Now this year, hey, just relax. Get settled in. Get your footing. Learn how to be a major league pitcher. Watch these other guys. Like, it is gross.
Absolutely. Question in from Cubby Land. Bellinger. Is he going to be there all season? Is he going to get her done? Offense better than the pitching? How's it all fit together in that? You touched on Imananga early on, but how's that offense look with Belly, Suzuki? You got Morel there, and you got Swanson.
Well, if the first week's any indication for how the season's going to go, they need Belly to be there because the Cardinals, the Cubs, the Cincinnati Reds, the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Pittsburgh Pirates, as of recording right now, that's the only division in baseball that does every team 500 or better. I know it's a week into the year, but I don't think anybody after the first week was sitting here saying that that was the best division in baseball through 1 week. Let's be honest. Like, Bellinger needs to be competitive. Bellinger needs to be in that lineup every day and needs to be the type of player that he was last year for the Cubs to be successful. Because like we said, man, the Pittsburgh Pirates, they were a dark horse team coming into the year. The Cincinnati Reds, I feel like, kind of were everybody's favorite after the Corbin Burns trade to win the National League Central. Anybody that basically has a brain, because, I mean, let's be honest, the Cardinals, they still have tons of question marks. I get that they got a very veteran-laden pitching staff, but outside of Sonny Gray, it's not like that's that good of a pitching staff. Now, Kyle Gibson did have a fantastic start there the other night against San Diego. Lance Lynn had a good start against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Obviously, you made a story about it on your Instagram, Kirk, about the language that Lance Lynn said. And that's classic Lance Lynn. Like, that was, hey, bases loaded, I got nobody out, just let it rip. Like, that was the perfect answer for Lance Lynn. So, I mean, no, like, that's the way that I look at it. Like, right now, Bellinger needs to be doing Bellinger-type things, and especially since he's got the opt-out after the year. If he doesn't, then it's a no-brainer. Obviously, he's just back there next year with the Cubs on $30 million deal or whatever it is. But in the meantime, he's trying to earn that long-term extension, right? He's trying to get his 8 years, $240 million.
Let's go across town to the Chi Sox. Garrett Crochet may be the guy replacing Dylan Cease. 16 Ks in first two career starts. That's pretty good, man.
No, exactly. And that's a kid that has not had any sort of big league starting experience up to date, right? Like, his first major league start was opening day. So, I mean, that was a kid obviously taken out of college and inserted right into the major league lineup for, I think that was the year that they were going down to the postseason in 20 or 21. And yeah, yep. So I mean, you're looking at it like, okay, now the kid's getting a chance to be a starter. And it's not like the expectations are high in Chicago either. So that, I feel like, is a perfect situation for him. It's just like, okay, we're not trying to be the Los Angeles Dodgers and win 120 games this year. We're trying to be competitive in a weaker division in the AL Central. And I'm trying to boost my trade value, honestly, based on the way that Getz was saying it there to start out the year. Like, hey, listen, everybody's kind of available. So, I mean, yeah, if he can do that, then obviously he'll bring back a return if the Chi Sox decide to be sellers by the deadline. But, yeah, right now, I mean, he's a lefty, he throws hard. And his stuff is obviously playing out of the starter lot or out of the starting rotation.
All right, we're going to the Giants now, Nolan. Chapman showing the similar. He got out of the gate hot. Soler, what are they looking like? Is there a potential there, or are they just not strong enough without those Robbie Rays and the other guys coming back until the middle of the season? What are you feeling?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a tough division, obviously, to come out of. Arizona started out hot. Los Angeles looks incredibly good. San Diego right now has been playing Blue Jays-esque baseball, where one game they look fantastic and the next game they look horrible. So I don't know what to make of the San Diego Padres right now. Colorado Rockies, don't even need to dive into them too much. So, I mean, San Fran right now, they need to ride out as best as they can and stay competitive in the NL West, obviously. And then, yeah, you kind of hope you're within, I'd say, probably 7-8 games maybe of a wild card spot by the time they get Robbie Ray back. Obviously, Blake Snell up to full speed. A couple of those other guys there that they need, obviously. But I mean, you got to give a shout out to Michael Conforto, obviously. The start that he's had has been excellent so far. 3 home runs to start out the early season. Matt Chapman, like you said, so far he's been Matt Chapman like in April, same as he did last year with the Jays. Soler hasn't been necessarily as advertised yet to start out with, but you got to assume his bat's going to just absolutely heat up at some point over the next couple weeks. So, I mean, it's a team that realistically, like I said, if they can stay in the hunt, if they can stay about 7-8 games back of a wild card spot by close to the trade deadline, I think it's a team that realistically they'll make a strong push and possibly can get in to the playoffs once they get all their boys back.
Let's continue up the West Coast. We got some fired up Seattle Mariners fans, and I think that's a good thing, man. They're in it, but you know what? They're only a week in, but there's not a lot of love coming in there. There's not a lot of certainty coming in there. They want to know your thoughts on them. Luis Castillo, a good start, bad start. To me, that's typical Luis Castillo, unfortunately. Julio Rodriguez not rolling yet, but what are you seeing? What they want to know.
Yeah, I mean, right now, you don't panic. If you're the Seattle Mariners, Luis Castillo, like you said, usually he's good for about 2-3 ace-like starts in a row and then one number 5 start. Like, he's that type of pitcher where, unfortunately, you hope you get him on a great day. Because if you get him on a bad day, it seems like he just implodes. And obviously, George Kirby today, not the start that he wanted. As of right now, last I saw it was 5-0. It's still 5-0 Cleveland over Seattle. But I mean, George Kirby, still a young pitcher. You're obviously not worried about him. He's shown fantastic stuff. Logan Gilbert had a great first start for him. It's a team, like I said, man, they have so much pitching depth that at the end of the day, if they need to trade a couple of guys to get a legitimate hammer of a middle of the order bat to like help out with that lineup, man, they very easily can make that move. And Julio Rodriguez, look at how he did last year to finish up the year, right? Last year, I'd say arguably the best hitter in all of baseball down the home stretch since the trade deadline on. So, I mean, realistically, you got to kind of ride what is a slow start right now for the team. And I mean, even that, they're 3-3. They'll more than likely be 3-4, barring an impressive comeback for today's game. No one in the AL West has really run away with it so far to start out with. Texas obviously looks good, but I mean, still, it's a team I predicted would get into the playoffs this year, make a serious run to the World Series. But I mean, hey, I'm not by any means of the imagination losing faith in the Seattle Mariners after week one.
Hey, I want to apologize to our Motown fans. Big shout out to AJ Hinch and Detroit off to a 4-0 start too. Got postponed against the Mets today and that, but they're looking good. We'll talk more about them next week for sure. But Nolan, we got 1 minute left. We got a question that's on Baltimore minds. And I don't know if they're pushing a bit of the nervous button or whatever it is, or the disappointment button, but Mr. Holiday, is he coming up? They just got to let things settle in. No panic, no push. Just be yourselves, settle in, so they know exactly where to put them.
Well, 2 home runs or 2 leadoff home runs this week in 4 games. I'd say he's MLB ready. He should be up in a couple of weeks once his service time manipulation has kicked in.
Yeah, I think so. I agree with you. So, Dirtbags, thank you so much for sending in your curtain call questions. Continue to do it. You can send them right in to me at Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com or DM me, obviously, on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation with your questions, both for the curtain call or training questions as all, like we always said. So we're going to be right back here in a second, and we're going to wrap things up with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Hi, welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, time for your final thought.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, shout out to the Minnesota Twins water guys. They're keeping their boys incredibly healthy up there. Royce Lewis, 2 months, man. That is just an absolute gut punch for Minnesota Twins fans. Obviously, this kid was taken first overall back in, what was it, the 2018, 2017 class? I can't even remember how long ago he was drafted. But either way, like, you're looking at it, like, you want to just talk about some horrible, horrible luck. That guy went healthy. Looks like he should be and could be a legitimate MVP candidate based on the incredibly small sample size that we've gotten to see from him. And I mean, he misses 2 months with a severe quad strain. Obviously, they get to finally see Mr. Austin Martin.
Austin.
He got called up for the Twins now. But, like, I'm looking at it, like, between him and Byron Buxton, two of arguably one, or, well, arguably the most talented player, and then Royce Lewis is just an incredible player, too. and both of them missing incredible amounts of time throughout their tenure with the Minnesota Twins. Like, just a gut punch for the Twins fans.
Yeah, no question, brother. I mean, two for two on opening day, and then he's out of the game. One of them a home run. I mean, he's a beast. He's a beast. It's just, God, you want to see those guys on the field all the time. And like you said, I mean, Austin Martin getting the call up. He was part of the Jose Berrios trade back with the Blue Jays. So good to see him finally getting the call up, but not to replace a Royce Lewis. So, but it is. I mean, that's some of the highs and some of the lows. You got Josh Jung down in Texas going under the wrist surgery, like you touched on at the first, Nolan. So with every high of the season, there comes lows with the season, depending on your team. So, you know, hopefully you're on the right side, Dirtbags, with every team and whatever fan base you are. But, hey, at the end of the day, man, like we say, we do it for you. We can't do it without you. So thank you for being a part of this show. Thank you for being a part of Dirtbag Baseball Nation. If you want any apparel, head over to the website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Wherever you are out there in the world, you know it. We tell you every week, and we will continue to tell you every week. You know what? Get dirty. Get dirty. Get dirty. Be the best player, the best parent, the best coach, the best fan that you possibly can be, because that's what it's all about. So, but unfortunately, Dirtbags, it is time to get after it and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.